time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com. or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, yesterday we saw USDA's first detailed forecast for the 2022-23 corn, soybeans, and wheat crop. I spoke with Allendale's Rich Nelson, who gave us an update.
So as far as the corn and soybean side specifically, we can argue as far as corn end of things here, USDA kind of gave us some new crop numbers. We did get the trade talking. They actually recognize a planting-based discount on yield. So they now have yields four bushels under trend, so to speak. So that's one thing the trade was excited about. However, they tried to couch this tight supply with giving us an artificially low-looking stocks number. So essentially, their stocks look relatively similar to old crop, but a lot of people might argue that might be a little optimistic here. You know, for the soybean numbers, USDA came in pretty much right on the trade's expectation. A small decline for old crop stocks and new crop, they left yields at trend and gave us a stock number over 300 million bushels. So implying basically no major issue here. I do think we have to suggest that today's report was certainly a wheat-based report as far as a focus. And as far as USDA's numbers, this certainly was the interesting point here. Production for total U.S. 1.729 billion bushels. This was a bit under the trade estimate, specifically with a focus on this winter wheat crop, which reflected both low yield numbers as well as very low percent harvested here.
Do you feel like these numbers are showing the drought?
You know, we can argue at least for the winter wheat side, yes. And USDA did reflect that, and they gave the bulls everything they wanted to. So I think that's realistic. We can probably argue that as far as corn and soybeans, the core number probably is a realistic discussion on a delayed planting issue, but we're not really seeing any discussion yet on what the summer weather implications would be, and that certainly will be reflected.
How much trimming did we see with like the Argentine and Brazilian corn and soybean estimates?
USDA, as far as corn, they left the Brazilian numbers unchanged, 116 million tons, but they did lower the Argentina estimate here, I believe, from 43.5 to 42. So some people might suggest that with this dryness for Brazil still in place in this mid and later portion of pollination, that they probably will be in future reports having to cut those numbers there.
To hear more from Allendale's Rich Nelson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacid IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this pre-mixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals. You'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.